Today's daf is Menachas daf Yud Beis, and we are at the Mishnah, seven lines from the bottom of daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Yitzchok ben Shifra Miral, Chava Miriam Basbanka Freda, and Shloime ben Chaya Lea. Today's daf is also being learned as a Schus for Sarah Basilvia that she find a Zivug Hagen Bekarv. So we're moving along in the first parak of Masechtas Menachas, learning sugyos that are from the Dvarim Ha'imdim Berumay Shal Oilam in the world of Kachem. We're learning sugyos that pertain to Menachos, but also have an equivalent thereof in Zvachim. Thus, we're learning sugyos that technically we've already learned. As a matter of fact, today's daf is a daf that's one of the bigger sugyas in Masechta Svachim. It deals with the idea of pigol and some of the ancillary halachas that govern and undermine the laws of pigol. So just a tiny bit of an introduction. Now, when we learned pigol for the first time in Masechta Svachim, it required a more comprehensive introduction. Now that we're several months into Seder Kachim, we've said already Hadron Halach, Masechta Svachim, already holding teeth into Menachos, I don't think we need a comprehensive introduction to Pigol, but just super duper high level. As it relates to Zvachim, if a Kohen's doing the Avodah, and he did one of the critical Avodah Saddam, Shechita Kabbalah Ilach Azrika, with a machshava to do either the Achilas Basar, the Haktar Asimurim, the Shvich Ashirayim, or the Zrikas Dam, Chutz Lizmanoi or Chutz Lemkoimoi, that's considered a Machshava HaPiseles, and the carbon is going to be possible. Stating that, there's a nafkamina between whether the Kohen had a Machshava to do the aforementioned Chutz Lizmanoi or Chutz Lemkoimoi. If he had in mind to do those avoidos Chutz Lizmanoi, the carbon is possible. But not only is the carbon possible, the carbon becomes pigol. What's the ramifications of a carbon that's pigol? If somebody eats a kezias of pigol, he's going to be chayev karis. It's as if he ate chametz on Pesach. It's as if he ate on Yom Kippur. V'nichrusu ha-nefesh ahi, this person is going to be chayev karis. In the event that the machshava that he had was not chutz lizmanoi, but chutz lemkoimoi, that's way less severe. Over there, the carbon's going to be possible, but as it relates to it becoming a shtick pigle, so that if somebody eats from it, he's going to be chayiv karas, that won't be the case. It's for that reason sometimes you find that only chutz lizmanoi is referred to as pigle, and chutz lemkoimoi is not referred to as pigle. It's because as it relates to the latter halacha of pigle, that if somebody eats from it, it's pigle, and as a result he's going to be chayiv karas, that's something that pertains to chutz lizmanoi, that's not something that pertains to chutz lemkoimoi. So just to get this clear, as it relates to the machshava hapriselis, as it relates to the carbon ping puzzle, there's no difference between chutz lizmanoi and chutz lemkoimoi. They're both one and the same. The fact is a hekesh that governs a lot of these sugis that compares the dinim you find by chutz lizmanoi to chutz lemkoimoi and vice versa. Where it chaps an afkamina is whether or not it's going to be a shtick pigle from the standpoint that if somebody's going to eat from it, is he going to be chayev karis? Another halacha that we saw featured very prominently in the sugis of Masechta Zvachim is that the only time a person can make a carbon pigle to the extent that if somebody had a machshava chutz lizmanoi and now he eats from the basar, he would be chayiv karis, is if other than the machshava's pigle, everything else about this carbon was kosher. What's known as, it was karev hamater kimitzvasa. If, however, there's another issue with this carbon, for example, it was nifsal b'yoytzei, for example, he had another machshava hapiseles. In the event that there's something else wrong with this carbon, then the halacha is, even if he had a machshava of chutz lizmanoi, but if he eats from the carbon is not going to be possible. Now, to be clear, avada it's going to be possible. It's going to be possible because there's another psul anyways. And besides, this idea of karva matka mitzvasoi doesn't get in the way of the machshava of chutz lizmanoi making the carbon possible. Where it plays a role where it rears itself is as it relates to the idea that a carbon that's pigal, if somebody eats from it, is going to be chayv karis. That's only true if it's karav amatikim mitzvasi. If everything else was beseder, and the one thing that's not okay is the fact that he had the machshava chutz l'zmane. But if there's something else that's wrong anyways with this carbon, fashteitzach, the carbon's going to be pasul, but as it relates to this halacha pigal, that's not something you're going to have. So this sikkum that we just did on the basic concept of pigel is as pigel relates to zvachim. What about as it relates to menaches? That is going to be the topic of the Mishnah that we are going to learn right now. So without further ado, a long Mishnah that mirrors almost verbatim Mishnayis in Masechtes Zvachim. The Mishnayis in Masechtes Zvachim are looking at this halacha from the perspective of Zvachim. Our Mishnah here, Masechtes Menaches, is going to look at it from the perspective of Menaches. Okay, look at Mishnah. If a Kohen did Kmitza on a carbon Mincha, and while he did the Kmitza, he had a bad machshava. He had a mind, Lechol Shiorea Bachotz. He had a mind to eat the Shiorea Mincha Bachotz, or he had a mind not to eat all the shirayim bachotz, but only a kizayis of the shirayim bachotz, or the hakter kumtz bachotz, or while he was doing the kmitz, he had a mind to be makter the koimetz bachotz, or kizayis make kumtz lachotz, or he had a mind to be kizayis makter only a kizayis of the koimetz bachotz, or he had a mind lahakter levoina bachotz, he had a mind to be makter the levoina. Notice by levoina it doesn't say anything about kizayis. Rashi says the reason is because it's a shita that holds you don't even have to be makter a kizayis levoina in order for it to be considered a haktara, and it's for that reason we don't mention the kizayis. The bottom line is pasul in all these cases, it's going to be pasul vein by karis, there's not going to be a chi of karis. So this is a kohen who did a kmitza with a machshava to eat a shirayim or to be makter the koimetz, or only a kizayis of the shirayim or a kizayis of the koimetz. Bachotz. What does bachotz mean? Chutzlim koimoy. If a person has a machshava of chutzlim koimoy, that loch is its pasul. The aim by karis, if you eat from it, there's not going to be a chi of karis. As a result, this person will be now someone that pasuled the carbon, but at the same time, if somebody would eat from the mincha, he wouldn't be chayiv karis. Now, the Mishnah was talking about where he had the machshava while he was doing the kmitza. Why would that be an appropriate place to have the machshava? Because the kmitza is one of the four critical avodas as it relates to mincha. In fact, the kmitza to the mincha parallels the shchita to the zevach. That's pasha. What was the nusach of the machshava that he had? What's he doing chutzam koimai? He's either eating the shirayim or he's being makta the koimetz. Eating the shirayim is the equivalent of, in a zevach, eating the basar. And being makta the koimetz is the equivalent of, it's the equivalent of being makta the emurim. It's also the equivalent of doing the zrika. Because we know that the haktaras a koimetz by a mincha really wears two hats. Regardless, this is a poshet equivalent thereof case of chutzlim koimai by a mincha, which we know applies to a zevach as well. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. What would be if while this koyin was doing the kmitza, he had a mind, lechol shiorel, not bachutz, but lemachar, what we know as chutz lezmanoi, right? The zman is today, lemachar is tomorrow. Oy, kizayis mishirel lemachar, or not the entire shirai, but only kizayis of the haktur, kum tzal lemachar. Or he had a mind to be makta the koyin tzal lemachar, kizayis kum tzal lemachar, only kizayis of the koyin tzal lemachar, or the haktur levoinos. Again, by levoinos, it doesn't say anything about the shir. The halacha is pigel. In those cases, it's going to be pigel b'chayav and olav karis, and you're going to be chayav karis for eating from the mincha as well. Why over there is it even karis? Because now it wasn't chutzlim koimai, it was chutzlis manai. For machshava chutzlis manai, there's a chayav karis as well. Says the Mishnah Zeakal. This is the rule. Kol ha-koimetz. If someone does the kmitza, oy noisim b'kli, or he takes the koimetz and he puts it into a kli sharis, ha-moylech, or he does ha-ilacha, ha-makter, or he does the haktar, lechol davash atarka lechol, to eat a davash atarka lechol, lehak davash atarka lehakter, or to be makter something with the derech is to be makter, chutzlim koimai, for it's chutzlim koimai, pasul vein by karis, chutzlis manai, pigel v'chayav and olav karis. If it's chutzlis manai, it's pigel v'chayav and olav karis. What was nischadish in the Zeh HaKlal that we didn't have in the first part of the Mishnah? The first part of the Mishnah only talked about where the person had the machshava while he was doing the kmitza. Ha-koimetz es ha-mincha, right? Say in the case of chutzlim koimai, and say in the case of chutzlis manai, this bad machshava is taking place b'shas the kmitza. The Zeh HaKlal is saying that it's not only true for the kmitza, but kol ha-koimetz, what do those four avoiders have in common? They're the four critical avoiders as it relates to a mincha. The koimetz is the equivalent to the shchita. Noisim bekli is the equivalent to the kabbalah. Haylach is haylacha. And haktar is the equivalent of the zrika. So if a Kohen would have any one of these machshavas, while he did not only the kmitza, azoy v'sishtei ba'arichos in the reisha, but even during one of the other three critical avodas, same halacha. Chutzlam koyim by pasul ve'im by karetz. Chutzlas manei pigel v'chayav and all of karetz. Misha continues and Misha says, but there's another rule as it relates to pigel v'chayav and all of karetz, and that is ubelvach yakir v'matik mitzvah. You have to make sure that all the other boxes as it relates to this carbon are checked off. I mean, everything else was okay, and that the only thing wrong with this carbon is the fact that you had the machshava chutzlas manei. Kates a carbon matik mitzvah. What's an example of carbon matik mitzvah? So the Mishnah gets wordy. Kometz b'shtika, in the event that the kmitza was done b'shtika. B'shtika meaning without a machshava piselis. By the way, the word shtika, we've mentioned this in the past, always sounds like the way a machshava piselis works is bedibur, like shitas Rashi and shitas Tosfos throughout Shas. If, however, the way that a machshava piselis happens is simply the machshava, so the opposite of having a bad machshava is not talking, right? Shtika would seem to be then a little bit of a misnomer. But either way, in the event that the kmitza was done b'shtika without machshava piselis, nasam b'kli v'hoylich v'hikta chutzlas manoi, and then he did the latter three avodas chutzlas manoi, oisha kamatz chutzlas manoi, or he did the kmitza chutzlas manoi, nasam b'kli v'hoylich v'hikta b'shtika, and he did the other avodas b'shtika, oisha kamatz v'nasam b'kli v'hoylich v'hikta chutzlas manoi, or he did all four avodas chutzlas manoi. All of these examples, zeh osha karva matika mitzvasei. These are examples of karva matika mitzvasei. Why? Because at the end of the day, the only psul that you have right now in this carbon is the machshavas pickle. And by the way, notice, even in a case where you did multiple avoidas with a machshava chutzlas manei, but it's all chutzlas manei. And as long as all the machshavas that you had were chutzlas manei, that's considered karvamatik mitzvasei, pigle the chayavan all of karvs. Ketzal, like karvamatik mitzvasei. What's an example of where it was like karvamatik mitzvasei? Kamatz chutzlam koimai, in the event that the kmitz was on chutzlas manei, nosam bekli v'hoylich v'hikter chutzlas manei. But the other avodas were done chutzlas manei. Or the kmitza was done chutzlas manoi, and nasam bekli v'hoylich v'hikter chutzlim koim. Oisha kamatz nasam bekli v'hoylich v'hikter. The way you read this is oi. Oisha kamatz, oisha nasam bekli, oisha hoylich, oisha hikter chutzlim koim. As long as one of the avodas were done chutzlim koim, that's the point. Zeh shalei karva matikim mitzvasei. That's an example of loikar of amatik mitzvasei. Why? Because over here, in addition to having the machshav of chutzlas manoi, there's also the machshav of chutzlim koimai. The machshav of chutzlim koimai is in and of itself a reason for the karma to be pasul. Therefore, it comes out there's another siba for the karma to be pasul. It's loikar of amatik mitzvasei. The only issue, the exclusive issue, is not chutzlas manoi. There's also a problem with chutzlim koimai. This is one of the basic rules of bigel. If it's loy karva matika mitzvasa, you're not going to be chayiv karas. Mishnah gives another example of how it could be loy karv hamatika mitzvasa. Minchas chayte minchas kanois. In the event that the mincha that was being brought was either the minchas chayte or the minchas kanois. So what does the minchas chayte and minchas kanois have in common? That's the first halacha mesachtes menachas. Those are examples of where a machshavat shaloy lishma would make the karban pasal. So in the event that that's the mincha that was being brought, kamtsan shaloy lishma, where the kmitz was on shaloy lishma, but the other avodas were done chutzlas mani. Oishu kamatz chutzlas mani. Or the kmitz was done chutzlas mani. Nasa b'kli v'hoi v'fekta shaloi l'shma. But the other three avodas were done shaloi l'shma. Oishu kamatz. And again, here too. Oi. Oishu kamatz. V'nasam b'kli v'hoi v'fekta shaloi l'shma. Or as long as one of the four avodas were done shaloi l'shma, zeu shaloi karva matikim mitzvasei. That's an example of like karva matikim mitzvasei. Because again, here too, in addition to the chutzlas mani, there's also a shaloi l'shma. It's like karva matikim mitzvasei. That halacha is going to be possible. Meaning, what does it mean that karva matikim mitzvasei versus like karva matikim mitzvasei? Karva matikim mitzvasei means where everything was done perfectly with the exception of the chutzlas mani. So if 1, 2, 3 of the avodas were done b'shtika, and the only issue here is the chutzlas manei, that's karva matikim mitzvasei, it's going to be pigel v'chayav and all of karas. If, however, 1, 2, 3 of the avodas were done with a machshava chutzlim koimai, or by a minchas chayte minchas kanois with a machshava shaloi l'shma, and there's also a machshava of chutzlas manei, so in addition to the chutzlas manei, you also have another psul, like karva matikim mitzvasei, the karban's pasul, same apostle, but at the same time, it's not going to be pigled, it's not going to be a chi of cars. Another halacha, lech l'kizayis pachotz, kizayis l'machar, in the event that the kohen did a avodah, and he had a machshava to eat a kizayis b'chutz,
chutzlum koimai. And a kezayis lamacha, which is chutzlus manai. Or kezayis lamacha, kezayis bachutz. Or he had in mind, first the kezayis lamacha, chutzlus manai. And then the kezayis bachutz, which is chutzlum koimai. Or kechatzi zayis bachutz, kechatzi zayis lamacha. Or he had in mind to eat half a zayis chutz, half a zayis lamacha. Or kechatzi zayis lamacha, kechatzi zayis psul. Bachutz, or again, he did half and half, but he did in the reverse order. In all these cases, pasul ve'im by karis, that lach is that it's going to be pasul ve'im by karis. Why? So in the case where you had a machshava to do a kezayis bachutz and a kezayis lamachar, the reason it's pasul ve'im by karis, because even though you had a mind to do a kezayis lamachar, which is chutz asmadib, you also had a mind to do a kezayis bachutz, which is chutzim koimitz, it's loy karav amatik and mitzvase. And the case where it was a chatzi zayis bachutz and a chatzi zayis lamachar is even more pasha, because over there you never had a machshava to do a kezayis of chutz lizmanoi, right? You never had a machshava to do a kezayis of machar, right? Machar is chutz lizmanoi, and as a result, comes out your chaser in the ikur shir of the machshava. Therefore, it's going to be possible, of course. Again, tzveimo possible, but in terms of pigel v'chayav and all of karis, that not. One last halacha. Amir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Zeakla." Let me tell you the rule. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda walked into Beis Medrash and he said, I have a fundamental different understanding of how the laws of Karav Hamatik Mitzvasei works. Let me tell you how we learn it in my Beis Medrash. In Machsheves Hazman, Kodma L'Machsheves HaMokim. In the event that it was Loi Karav Hamatik Mitzvasei, because there was a Machsheves Hazman and a Machsheves HaMokim, or a Machsheves Hazman and a Machsheves Shaloi L'Shma. As long as the Machsheves Hazman came first, Pigul V'Chayav and all of Karis. And I don't care that afterwards you had a Machshav of Chutzim Koimoi, which makes it Loi Karav Hamatik Mitzvasei. In Machsheves HaMokim, if, however, the machshava of chutzim koymai came before the machshava of chutzlis manai, then it's like karav amatik mitzvasai. Thus, it's going to be possible aim by karis. That's the only time it's going to be aim by karis. The chachamim said, like they said up until this point in the Mishnah, zev is possible aim by karis. No, it doesn't matter if the machshavas hazman came before the machshavas hamakim or vice versa. In all situations, the halach is it's going to be possible aim by karis. This is a very prominent shita of Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the ikar halacha of karav amatik mitzvasai, but he says the only time something becomes like karav amatik mitzvasai is if first you had the other machshava, then you had the machshava of chutz lizmanei. So by the time the machshava of chutz lizmanei came to descend upon this carbon, it already found there was already a psul. Oh, I thought I was the first man in. Turns out it's psul already. That's when you have the halach of like karav amatik mitzvasai. But if when the machsheves pigel descends on the carbon, he's the only game in town. Later, another psul jumps on the bandwagon. Well, guess what? Once it was chal the machshav of chutz lizmanei, at that point, there's not going to be a chsaron of loy karev hamatik mitzvasi. So what's the very, very brief sikkum of the Mishnah? The longer sikkum of the Mishnah we'll see in the course of the Gemara and the Reid Bezer Hashem. But what's the very brief sikkum? Just like there's a concept of chutz lizmanei, chutz mkaimei when it comes to zvachim, there's a concept of chutz lizmanei, chutz mkaimei when it comes to menachis. Just like by Zvachim, the idea of Chutz Lizmanei, Chutz Mkoyme is Negeya, the Dalet Avoidus. When it comes to Menachis, it's Negeya, the Dalet Avoidus as well. Just like by Zvachim, there's Halacha of Karav Amatik Mitzvasai, there's an idea of Karav Amatik Mitzvasai when it comes to Menachis as well. Just like Rabbi Yehuda's Chaylik on the Chachamim in terms of the definition of Karav Amatik Mitzvasai, by Zvachim, Rabbi Yehuda's Chaylik here as well. Just like a Chatzi Zayis of Chutz Lizmanei, Chatzi Zayis, Chutz Mkoyme is not Mitztarif when it comes to Zvachim. It's not mitzvah when it comes to menachis as well. Again, this Mishnah was mamish chazaras lashir, stating that there is a sugya here that is not in Masechtes Zvachim, and as we sometimes say when we're going through Seder Kachem, might not be the easiest sugya in Shas. Either way, so before we start this first Gemara, we just have to refresh our memory regarding an inyan that we saw a lot about in some of the previous daf, and that is Shirayim shechasru ben kmitza lehaktar. So a kohen did a kmitza. After he did the kmitza, a little bit of the shirayim got lost. It's chasar. It's missing. You don't have the original shir that you had at the time that you originally brought the milch at the time that you even did the kmitza. So a little bit of the shirayim, not a little bit of the kohen, a little bit of the shirayim was chasar, and it became chasar ben kmitza lehaktar. So what's the halacha now? So it's machleks Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish holds that shirayim shechasru ben kmitza lehaktara is dead on arrival. It's not negeya. There's halacha mincha can't be chseira, and according to Reish Lakish, this halacha that a mincha can't be chseira is true. At the time they do the kmitza, all the way until the time that you do the haktar. You can have a mincha chseira. And if you have a mincha chseira, that's going to be an issue. Rabbi Yochanan's chaylik. Rabbi Yochanan said that it's true at the time that you do the kmitza, the mincha can't be chaseira, but once you do the kmitza, at that point, shirayim shechotzim and kmitza la'akhtar makter koimetz aleh. If you want to go ahead and you want to be makter the koimetz, that is going to be okay. Now, you have to have a kezayis of shirayim, and that's because Rabbi Yochanan, of course, holds like shittas Rabbi Yeshua, who holds a main basrei dam, which has an equivalent thereof when it comes to mincha as well, a main shirayim mincha in koimetz, but from the psul chaser perspective, it's not going to be considered a mincha chaser. Stating that, we saw that Damiram had a discussion, it was a whole ibayiluhu, and what came out of Maskana was that even though Rabbi Yochanan holds that shirayim shechasru ben kmitza la'aktar makter koimetz aleihem, but at the same time, oison shirayim asurim achil. You're not allowed to eat those shirayim. Which, if you think about it, means that when you have a mincha, and the shirayim shechasru ben kmitza la'aktar, and now you're going to be makter koimetz aleihem, which is shittas Rabbi Yochanan, this haktaras hakoimetz is going to be like an interesting type of haktaras hakoimetz. Because it's going to be meratza, otherwise you're not being makter koimetz aleihem, but at the same time, it's not going to be matter the shirayim la'achila. The high-level backdrop to today's daf is this tweener type of haktaras hakoimetz. How do we view it from a halachic perspective? On the one hand, it's a real haktaras hakoimetz, you can't deny that. But at the same time, you see it's deficient because oisin shirayin asurim b'achila. So the question is, how exactly do we view this haktaras hakoimetz that is the general backdrop as it relates to the actual Gemara ibayiluhu? So the Bnei Shira had a shayla. According to the man Dama that holds, that Shirayim that was chasav and kmitza lahaktar, makta koimetz aleihem, you can go ahead and you can be makta the koimetz. By the way, we can put a name to the face. Who is the Divrei Ha'omer? It's the great Rabbi Yochanan. The Kaimelon, and we know, the Oysen Shirayim asurim b'achila. That was the maskana of the sugis. That even though makta koimetz aleihem, but the Shirayim themselves are going to be asurim b'achila. So what's the shayla? Mau de tahani luhu haktara lemikfe'inu bepigo velefkinu midei me'ila. The shayla is actually twofold. That haktara right now, which is not going to be makta shirayim b'achila, is that a good haktara to be koivea pigo? A. B. Is that a good haktara to be mafkia? To be mafkia the shirayim midei me'il. Now, if you take a look at Rashi learns the shailas of the Gemara in a little bit of a mechudish tegaway. If you take a look at the Shita Mekubetzes has what would seem to be a more pshutei shel mikra in terms of just teaching the words of the Gemara, understanding of what the Gemara shaila is. I saw in the Briska Shiurim, they bring that the Briskerov was very, very matmiya. He had no havana in terms of how Rashi got his pshat in the words of the Gemara. Not just that, the Briskerov brought rayas that the Rambam for sure learned the sugya, not the way Rashi learns the sugya, but the way that the Shita Mekubetzes learns the sugya. So you know what's coming next. We're going to learn the sugya, Be'ezah Hashem, the way the Shita Mekubetzes learns the sugya, the way the Briskerov said is the pshutei shel mikra of the words of the Gemara, and the way he was mechiach, the Rambam learned the Gemara as well. So, the Gemara is clearing two shots. We know that the zrika is the most critical part of a carbon, which means the equivalent thereof when it comes to a mincha, the haktaras hakoimetz is the most critical part of the avodas of a mincha. Truth is that the zrika / haktaras hakoimetz, depending on if you're dealing with zvachim or menachis, it wears a lot of hats. It does a lot of things. Number one, it's meratza. That's how you get ritzoy. So if someone was mechal Shabbos b'shoygik and he had to bring a carbon chatas and he walks into the Beis Medrash, to the Beis Hamikdash with a chatas shmeina and he hands it over to the kohen, he does a shchita, kabbalah, he does a b'shtika over the l'shem yichel nachbaser, and something happens and it's yatzin ha'shmasa shalom behema right before the zrika. Well, the person's not going to get any kapara, even though he did everything up until that point. The kapara, the ritzoy, comes from the zrika, same as when it comes to the mincha. Comes from the haktar. So the first hat that the zrika and the haktar sakoimetz wears is that it's the meratz. Additionally, it's also a matter. Zrika sadam is matter basal achila, it's matter emurim on the mizbeach. When it comes to the mincha, the haktar sakoimetz is matter the shiorei mincha lachila. So one of the things it does is it's a matter. Another thing that zrika / haktar sakoimetz does is it makes pickle. What does it mean it makes pickle? We just learned the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the only time a karma could become pickle, so that chayav and all of karis, is if it was karav amatik mitzvasai. Means you have to have a perfect carbon, other than the fact that during one of the avoidas, you had a machshav of chutz lezmanik. Well, perfect carbon means you did a shechita gabaloi lachazrika, or you did the four avoidas as it relates to a mincha. So really, what conches the deal? What closes to say now it's going to be chal that it's pickle v'chayav and all of karis? It's only if you did the fourth avoida after you did the previous three. But the bottom line is, the zrik and the aktaras hakoimetz, another thing that it does is, it's kaveh pickle. It's another thing that zrika and aktaras hakoimetz does. And that is, it's moitzi the basar midei issa me'ila. Right, we said it's matter, okay? But it's even more intense than just being matter. Because we know a carbon, kachay Hashem, kachay kadoshim, wakes up in the morning with an issa me'ila. Very, very chamadiga parasha. What's moitzi basar midei me'ila? It's the zrika, which is matter. And by definition, it's moitzi midei me'ila. The aktaras hakoimetz, that's what's either way, so the Bnei Yeshiva had a Gishmak Hashayla with regards to two of the functions of a Zriko. They're handling it in the context of a Mincha, so I shift over to Mincha. Regarding two of the functions of the Aktaras HaKoimetz. A, the fact that it's Koiveya Bepigel, Karva Matke Mitzvasai, and B, the fact that it's Moitzi Midei Me'ilo. What would be if at the time of the Aktaras HaKoimetz it was Chosid from the Shirai? Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan. That makter kaimetz aleim, it's a kosher aktaras hakoimetz. But at the same time, the shirayim are going to be asurim b'achilo. So it comes out that this aktaras hakoimetz is a deficient aktaras hakoimetz. Could azaz start aktaras hakoimetz be koiveya that the karmen should be pigel? Could it be moitzi midei me'ilo according to not? What are the two tzadim? I mean, it's very obvious. This is like an easy chakira. On the one hand, it's a haktaras hakoimetz. On the other hand, it's a limited haktaras hakoimetz. Because usually haktaras hakoimetz is matah b'achilo. Here it's not being matah b'achilo. Okay, just because not matah b'achilo doesn't mean it's a moitzi midei me'ilo. I mean, maybe it could be koivei midei pigle. This was the greatest shaila that the Bnei Yeshiva had. So the Gemara says, the Amiram handled the shaila a little bit and they came out. Can move in on two opposite sides of the spectrum. It was a machloikis, Rav Huna and Rav. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna first. He said, I feel the Rabbi Akiva. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, the Amar who holds Zrika my Elis Liyotze. So what does this mean? So for this, we also have to go down memory lane. So we know there was a machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. Is Zrika my Elis Liyotze or is Ain Zrika my Elis Liyotze? Truth is, a whole sugi in Perakal Atoder. With Amiram debated what exactly the case of the machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer is. But we'll see b'meshach the Gemara, that our Gemara is picking sides in that sugya. And as learning, the shaila was as follows. The shaila is, what would be if at the time that the Kohen did the Zrika, with a Zevach obviously, there was a little bit of basa that was Yoitze. It was Chutz L'Chemes Azar. The question is the Zrika Mayeles to be Moitzi the Issa Me'ila from that basa? I mean, it sounds Psul Yoitze to me, but let's put that aside. Tachlis, as it relates to the Issa Me'ila, that Chomer, if someone has a nod from it, B'Shoikin, you would have to bring an Osha Me'ilois, right? B'Mezid, Malkis, maybe Chiv Misa, right? This is a very serious parasha, the parasha Me'ila. So do we say that a Zrika is Mayeles even for basa that's Yoitze Al-Kapanin to be Moitzi Me'ilois? Or not. So again, we're talking about where it's yoytze. It didn't come back in. And now it's psul yoytze. It's physically bechefze yoytze. Is the zrika mayeles or is the zrika not mayeles? So according to Rabbi Akiva, zrika is mayeles yoytze. According to Rabbi Eliezer, zrika is not mayeles yoytze. So Rav Huna said like this. You want to know, shirayim shechos ben kmitza laktara, makter koimitz aleyen. To be kaveh a pigol or to be moitzi midei me'ilo, I'm going to tell you my opinion. I hold even according to Rabbi Akiva that holds that zrika is mayeles liyotze. So you see already, there's a musik that zrika can take away the issa me'ilo. That's what that's handling over there. Take away the issa me'ilo even for something that's very rochik from any kashrus in the Beis Hamikdash. But lemaisa zrika is zrika and it's moitzi midei me'ilo. So you can make the argument that when it comes to a mincha chesera, Aktaras HaKoimetz, which is the equivalent to the Zrika, maybe should work to go ahead and at the very least be Moitzi the Me'ila from this Mincha Chaseira. But says Rav Huna, I think it's Chalokos. Hani Mili, even Rabbi Kiva would say, it's Tavka Yoitze de Issa Be'ena. Upasol Machmas Davar Acher. There's nothing wrong with the Heftz of the Basa that's Yoitze, other than the fact that it's in the wrong place, right? There's three issues with it. Location, location, location. But there's nothing bad and wrong with it. It's a nice piece of meat. It's geschmack. You could eat it with mustard and you'll be mekayim lamoshcha. Kederek sham alochem oichlim. The problem is, it's nyoitze. But the only thing wrong with it is its location. There's nothing inherently wrong with it. Aval chisarim, but as it relates to a minchach seir, the psul, the gufehu, where would whatever's wrong with it is wrong with the etzim mincha. It could be the aktara wouldn't work to be moitzim b'dem ila, and if it wouldn't work to be moitzim b'dem ila, who adin? It wouldn't work to be kaveh pepigel. So Rav Huna said, I think this rikah is not going to work, or the aktara is like quitnitz. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's a mincha chseira. Isn't there a sheet that's Rabbi Akiva that holds that rikah meyels liyotzei? If it's meyels liyotzei, I think this is so different than yotzei. Yeah. Yaitse, there's nothing wrong with the etz and baser over here. There's something wrong with the actual mincha. Amalei Rava. Rava told Rav Huna, Adar Abba. I see it just the opposite. I feel the Rabbi Eliezer. Even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who's Rabbi Akiva's Baal Pluk to the Amar holds in Zrik. My Yelsa Yaitse. That Zrik is not my Yelsa Yaitse. Hanim Ili Yaitse, the last Bifnip. That's only true. Yaitse. Where the Yaitse is not Bifnip. Meaning it's chutzlam kaimai, right? It's far away. And as a result, the Zrik is not my Yel, it's the Yoitze. Aval chasarim, Isa Bifnim. But as it relates to the Mincha Chseir, where it's Isa Bifnim, right? And by the way, if you think about it, we're handling, as it relates to the Mincha Chseir, the chelik that we do have, right? We're not handling the chelik that we don't have, We're handling the chelik that we do have. So the chelik that we do have is mamish sitting right here, Narvas, and had another chelik of it that's gone. We're dining on the chelik that's here. That chelik is Isa Bifnim. So I think that it's going to be okay. So the bottom line is, it was a machlokes Rav Huna and Rava. According to Rav Huna, the Zrika is not going to work. According to Rava, the Zrika is going to work. Just for an extra Tosefes, they said that, by the way, don't confuse this with the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer of Zrika Me'els Liyotze and Zrika Me'els Liyotze, and they both said it in the extreme way. Rav Huna said that the Zrika is not going to work by the Mincha Chseira. I feel Rabbi Kiva Daman Zrika Me'el Siyotze. And Rava said that it's going to work here with regards to the Mincha Chseira. I feel the Rabbi Eliezer Da'amar Ein Zrika Me'el Siyotze. But again, as it relates to the Iker Psak Halacha, according to Rav Huna, the Mincha Chseira, where you were makter the koimetz, but the shirayim are aser ba'achila, that haktaras ha-koimetz does not have the ability to be kaveh pigel, does not have the ability to be moitzim midei me'ilah, whereas according to Rav, it does have the ability to be kaveh pigel, it does have the ability to be moitzim midei me'ilah. Here comes the fun part of the daf. Amar Rav, Rav said, no, I mean Allah, what's my makar to this halacha? So again, we're going to go through the words inside. The words, just even the gersayas of the Gemara make it, you know, more complicated than it even is. And the Be'ez Hashem will try to understand it. So Rav said, what's my makar that this Aktaras HaKoimetz could be kaveya pigol and it could be moitzi midei me'ilo? The Tanan, I know it from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, HaKoimetz HaSa Mincha, was the opening words of the Mishnah. Lechol shiyoreh b'chotz, oy kezayis mishoreh b'chotz. And then the Mishnah continued and said, lahakter kumtza b'chotz, oy kezayis kumtza l'chotz, etc., etc. And then the Mishnah even continued weiter, right? I'm speaking, that's all bal peh, because you have to go through these rashis. Zeh haklal, the Mishnah then even gave a klal and said that even though the initial halach of the Mishnah regarding chutz l'zmani, chutz l'mkoymi by a mincha was said only by a koymitz, but zeh haklal is true for any one of the dalit critical avodas as it relates to a mincha. Either way. So when the Mishnah set up the laws of chutz l'zmani, chutz l'mkoymi, first it set it up regarding a koymitz. Koymitz to do what? Lechol shiyoreh ulahakter kutza chutz l'mkoymi and chutz l'zmani. Right? Then it pivoted to the Zeh HaKlal. It's not only true for the Koimates, but it's true for all the Avodas as well. Right? That's the high-level setup of the Mishnah. There was another nuance in the Mishnah. We didn't make a big deal about this when we read the Mishnah, because we were saving it for later. And that is, the Mishnah said that when the person was Koimates HaSa Mincha, Lechol Shireh B'chutz, he didn't have to have in mind to eat all the Shirayim B'chutz, Oy Kizayis Mishareh B'chutz. When he had in mind to be Makter the Koimates B'chutz, he didn't have to have in mind to be Makter all the Koimates B'chutz, even if it was a Kizayis of the Koimates B'chutz. It said it's Sai regarding Chutz, which is Chutzum Koima, and Sai regarding Macha, which is Chutz Zmani. Made a very big deal about the Kizayis. Interestingly, when the Mishnah in the Sefer mentioned the Zeh HaKlal and said, you know, the Salach is not only true for the Kmitza, but it's true for the other Avedis as well. It said, Kol HaKoymetz, Einoysen B'Kli, Amoylech HaMakter, Lechol Dovash HaDarki, Lechol HaKdovash HaDarki LaHakter. Chutzlum koim me pasav vein bekarz chutzlum mani pigav vein chayom and all. Of course, didn't mention one word about the gezayis. But in the ratio, say regarding the achila shirayim chutzlum mani chutzlum koim mai, say with regard to the aktaris akoimetz chutzlum mani chutzlum koim mai, we mentioned that it's not only true if the machshava was to do all of it, but it would be true even if the machshava was only to do a gezayis of it. Okay, fine. V'toni Reb Chiya, stating that Reb Chiya had a brais. Right, we know Reb Chiya's brais is from Baal Shas. So Reb Chiya had a brais, and in Reb Chiya's brais, he mirrored the halachas of the Mishnah. But there was one chilek. Rab Chia learned the Braisa as follows. HaKoimetz es HaMincha Lechol Shiyoreh Bachotz Oy Lahakter Kumtza Bachotz Or Lemachar. What did he omit? V'loitani Oy Kezayis. He left out the words Oy Kezayis. So Rabbi said that I had this huge diak that always intrigued me. That in Rab Chia's Braisa he left out one kinech. He had the Mishnah word for word, mamish, verbatim. By the way, he had the safe of the Mishnah also. There was one chilek between Lashon Azov Shal HaMishnah versus Lashon Azov Shal Reb Chiya. In the Mishnah, we added the words that not only if you had in mind Lechol Shiyareh, Oy Kezayis Mishareh. Now if you had in mind Lahakter Kumtza, even Kezayis Mikumtza. For some reason, those words Reb Chiya left out. Now, Rava, just speaking this out by the way, Rashi explains it, understood that there's no way Reb Chiya held that the halacha of pigel as it relates to a mincha is only true if you had a mind to be makter the ganze koimetz or to eat the ganze shirayim. There's no halachic shaila over here. It must be a question of poetic symmetry. There must be a reason that just in the poetry of the Mishnah, Reb Chiya doesn't like so much the word kezayis, whereas the chachamim, the stam mishnah, Rudanasi, he has no problem. He has no problem with the word kezayis, right? And this is, again, all part of what's intriguing Rava, because Rava says, I know there's no machloikis over here. What would be the machloikis? This is all Zvachim and Achas 101. Elamai, there's a poetry shail over here, that the Tanakama has no issue or prefers mentioning the word kezayis, whereas Reb Chiya is abstaining from it. No, absolutely not. We cannot have the word kezayis over here, right? So the question is, why, right? So again, we need a lot of help of Teresh Balpeh. We'll read the words inside, but then we'll explain it the way Rashi explains it. So said Rava, my time aloi tani, oi kezayis, what's takib shana Reb Chiya? Again, this is what intrigued Rava. Why did Reb Chiya not mentioned the word kezayis lav? So says Rava, you know what I'm thinking? The reason must be as follows. Kigon shechasru shirayim v'kamalu akezayis v'kivon debim, because when you say kezayis, when you say the word kezayis can mean two things. The word kezayis can mean that you have a kohen that's doing the avodah and he has in mind to eat a kezayis of what's there or to be makter a kezayis of what's there. But it could also mean something else. The word kezayis can mean that everything else is gone. Everything else was chaser. And all you left with is kezayis. I can eat kezayis meaning both. Kezayis can mean I have all the shirayim and I'm having mine to eat. There'll be makd or chelik of it. Or it can mean the only thing I have. Now, Reb Chiya understood that the word kezayis can go both ways. Now, the kivan, the bematan kli, behiluch, ubehaktar, and being that as it relates to matan kli and hiluch haktar, loy masni le, there was no way for him to say oy kezayis. Why was there no way for him to say oy kezayis? Because it wouldn't be shaykh, as we'll see in a minute, to have the idea of oy kezayis in the second oifen, where all you have is the kezayis. So it's for that reason, ashirayim the kmitza, nami lach ashirayim loy tani oy kezayis. So it's for that reason, for the poetic symmetry purpose, he didn't want to have any mention of oy kezayis either. So again, what exactly does this mean? So let's take this even from the top. When the Mishnah says, HaKoimetz es HaMincho Lechol Shireh Bachutz Oy Kezayis Mishireh Bachutz Lakta Kumtza Bachutz Oy Kezayis Kumtza Bachutz, what does the word kezayis there mean? We said that kezayis can mean one of two things. It can mean that you have a full share and you're having a mind to eat or to be makter or kezayis of it. Or it can mean that all you have is the kezayis. The truth is, in that part of the Mishnah, it has to mean that the full shear is there and that you're having in mind only to eat or to be makd the kezayis. What's the reason for that? The reason is very simple. The reason is because if all you have is a kezayis at the time of the Kmitza, that means the Mincha was a Mincha Chseira. And a Mincha that's a Mincha Chseira is a Pasul of Mincha. And it's like Karav Amatik Mitzvah saying, the Mishnah wouldn't be able to say that if it was the Machar, it's going to be Pick of a Chayav and all of course. So over there, for sure, the only thing Kazayas can mean is I have the full Shir. Narvas, I'm having in mind from the full Shir to eat a Kazayas or to Maxas. So where the Mishnah says the word Kazayas, that's part of the reason this Gemara is a little tricky. There's really only one way to learn it. Rashi speaks this out. There is no other way to learn it. Stating that, being that the Mishnah started off talking Kazayas, when the Mishnah in the Sefer says Zehaklal, Kalak Koimitz and Noisim Bekli, Hamoylech Vamakter, Lechel Dovet Shadakter, Lechel Dovet Shadakter, Lehakter, Chutzel Zmanai, Possibim by Karas, Chutzel Zmanai, Pitma Chayam and all of Karas, you have to say that those halachas are also true in the event of. Those halachas are also true in the event of where you had in mind to do only a kezias. Now, in those cases, the word kezias could maybe mean not only a kezias of what you have, but it can mean where all I have is a kezias. For example, in the kolakoymitz part of the Zayaklal, that's just chazara of the Reisha that we already said. That has to be talking about where I have the full shear and b'shas tekmitza, I had a mind to take a kezias to that shear. But noisim b'kli, hamoylech v'amakter, that's already talking about noch tekmitza. Right? Let's talk about Nachta Kmitza. Shiraim Shachasru, Ben Kmitza Laktara, Libid Rabbi Yoichanan, what's Talach? Talach is Makta Kmitz Aleim. You could go ahead and you could be Makta Kmitz Aleim. If I could be Makta Kmitz Aleim, so that means the fact that all I would have is a Kazayas wouldn't make the carbon puzzle, right? Even I'll leave it to Rabbi Yeshua, as long as I have a Kazayas, that in of itself is going to be okay. So there, the taich of the word Kazayas could actually mean two things. It could mean I had a mind to take a Kazayas off, meaning I had everything there, and my kavana is I'll take a Kazayas. Or it can mean that all I have left is a Kazayas, right? So I could be Mefarish in one way, I could be Mefarish in another way. Let's say this a little bit better. In the Zehaklal, kol ha-koymitz oynoysen b'kli ha-moylech ha-makter. On the koymitz part of the Zehaklal, what is kezayis? And I didn't even say kezayis, but it's like kezayis in the ratio. So again, you have to cut and paste. You have to assume it's here in the sefer as well. On the koymitz part of the sefer, what is the word kezayis that it doesn't say mean? It means one thing. It means I have the full share. I'm having kavana on the kezayis. On the noisim b'kli moylech ha-makter part of the Zehaklal, when it says kezayis, which it really doesn't say, but where it says kezayis, what does kezayis mean? It can mean two things. Reb Chiya said in poetic symmetry, I'm very not comfortable with this. I don't like the fact that the word kezayis in one klal, klapi one quarter of the klal means one thing, and klapi the other three quarters of it can mean something else. This in Hilchis poetic symmetry makes me super uncomfortable. And as a result of Reb Chiya, I'm not even mentioning the whole word kezayis in the Mishnah. I'm not going to say it in the Reisha, even though the Reisha means one thing. But I'm not going to say it in the Reisha, because if I say it in the Reisha, it's muchach, it's implied in the Sefer. And then the whole Mishnah, it doesn't clap. Halachically, of course, I know all these halachas. Yeah, but it's pasha. There's no shailen halacha here. These are zilkari beirav halachas in kachim. But at the same time, said Reb Chiya, I don't like the fact that the word kezayis is all faplanted, and therefore I'm just going to leave the word out. What did Rabbi Yudan Nasi hold? Why? What's the big deal? I'm going to mention the word kezayis in the Reisha. It's going to be understood that it applies to the Sefer. And it's oy oy k'toni. It's going to apply one way as it relates to koimitz, and it's going to apply another way as it relates to the other three avodas. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, this is not something I'm going to have an issue. So Rabbi looked at Reb Chiya. He had the most subtle of the yukim. Why did he leave out the word kezayis? He chapped it's not a halachic reason. Must be a poetic symmetry reason. What's the poetic symmetry? Well, this must be the nekuda. If that's the case, said Rava. If that's the case, said Rava, I have a meiridiga inyan. Because you know what I then see from the Mishnah? I see from the Mishnah that when the Mishnah said, Zehaklal kol ha-koymitz, not the koymitz part, oy nosam b'kli ha-moylech ha-makter, this is the punchline that we need. It's talking about even if you had a machshava on a kezayis, even when all you had was a kezayis. And voshteta, pigul v'chayov and olav karis, zoysoy meres. If you have a Shirayim shechasu ben kmitza lahaktara. Even though oisin shirayim arsun ba'achila, but at the same time the haktara sakoymitz is going to be kaveh pigel. If it's going to be kaveh pigel, it's also going to be moitzim yidei me'ila. Zokru rava mino aminala. This is not the easiest gemara in shas, but mino aminala. This is how I know. Right? Let's see it inside. Viktani say for pigel v'chayav and olav karis. Alma ma'anyu lahaktara. So you see clearly the haktara works. Now, just to speak at one point, it's going to explain the gemara that we just learned a little bit better, even though it would be geshmak to we survived, let's just go weiter, but it really segues into the next part of the gemara. In order for Rava to say what he said, he had to bring Reb Chiya into the fold, right? Why do you have to bring Reb Chiya into the fold? Why did Rava need Reb Chiya? Why didn't Rava just say very simply, the Reish is talking about Kezias, which means Zeha Klal is talking about Kezias. Kezias can mean one or two things, oy, so you see, even where all you have is a Kezias, Chutz Hazmani, pick up a Chayav and all of course. The reason he couldn't do that is very simple, because how do you know when the Mishnah says Kezias, it means two things? Maybe Kezias means where you have the full shear, it's not a Mincha Chesera, and you're only being Mechashav on a Kezias. And by the way, the Reish, that's what it means, where it says Kezias Mefurish in the first part of the Mishnah, Dos. Because if it's talking about where all you had was a kezayis, it would be a mincha chseiruf kaidim kmitz, where everybody holds would be a problem. So for sure that's what's going on. So maybe we're talking not bechlal about a mincha chseiruf, so there would be no issue. He saw it in Reb Chiya, because Reb Chiya got away from the world kezayis. Why? Because he felt, I don't want to get involved in oyoy. That means Reb Chiya felt that for sure, if in halacha, it's oisgehalten, that the kezayis can mean that I only have the kezayis, then that is what it's going to mean. And that as it relates to Nasam Bakli Amoylech HaMakter, that is what it means. And being that for Koimitz, it's not what it means, and for those Avodis, it is what it means, so it's a chesaron of poetic symmetry. It's for that reason he's not going down that road. Reb Chiya was the one that was megalatos. Reb Chiya was the one that was megalatos, that when the Mishnah says, Oynoisim Bakli Amoylech HaMakter, Lechot Avashalakot Lechot, or kezayis, it means even if all you have is a kezayis. See, he said the Mishnah is talking about even where it's a mincha chesera, and it says Klaritz Pigel. So you see that that Akhtaris HaKoimitz has the ability to be a pigel. Without Reb Chiya, we're not having this conversation. What are we having with Reb Chiya? Well, here's the segue. Did Reb Chiya ever say this? Of course he didn't say this, right? He didn't say anything. Literally. He just omitted a word. He just didn't say the word kezayis. Now, Rava was very intrigued. And Rava said, wow, why would Reb Chiya not say the word kezayis? He started pondering it, meditating over it, clearing about it. And this is what he came out. This is how he came out. Oh, but this nishkezak. Here's the bottom line. There's another way to learn Reb Chiya. And if there's a way to explain that the reason Reb Chiya didn't say kezayis is for some other cheshben, well, then that's going to undermine the whole mina minala of Rava. And by the way, who's going to come now and introduce another mahalach of how maybe you could understand Reb Chiya? We know who it is. If Rava is the Baal Memra, and now there's a Baal Plukta that's going to enter the discussion, of course, it's none other than the great Abaya. So the Gemara said, oh, Malay Abaya. So Abaya turned to Rava, and he told him, Lo Oilam, Loi Mahanya. I don't know if I agree with your whole Psak Alochim. You know what I mean? Allah, this is your Raya. This is not a Raya. Could be Shirayim Shechotim and Kmisa La'akhtar, the Alochim is... It's not Kaveh Pigel. It's not Moitzim Demidah. Like Rav Huna said, you're Raya from Reb Chiya. You want to know why Reb Chiya didn't say the word Kezayis? It's not because of poetic symmetry. It's because of Halacha. Right, we're taking for granted. Rashi makes a big deal about it. If you go through the Rashi's innovating, which is recommended. But if you see it inside, you'll see Rashi makes a big deal. There was never a machloikis here in halachic accuracy between Reb Chiya and Rebbe. It was Mer Nita Shaila in poetic symmetry, right? I think the reason that Reb Chiya took out the words kezayis is from a halachic accuracy perspective. Because he held it's not true. If you have a machshava to be makter or kezayis only of the koimetz, chutzlazmani chutzim koimoy, that would not be an issue. You know, because Reb Chiya, when he taught his brisa, he was teaching it in line with Shita's Reb Elazar. Who's Reb Elazar? Time we learned in the Mishnah. This Mishnah is a Mesachta, Zvachim Perek Atshoichet Vamayla. It's the Geya, the laws of Chutz. Not just the Chazar over an idea that we already know, and that is that really the Sugis of Pigel, of Chutz Hazmani, Chutz Mkoymoy, mirror a little bit the laws of Chutz and the laws of Noiser, right? Every Chutz Mkoymoy is really a machshava to do a halas chutz. Every chutzlis manu is really a machshava to make noiser. Right? The two are related to each other. Good. Hold that thought. So, hamani rebbe lozi detnan hakoymetz v'halavoyna v'aktoires u'minchas koyanim u'minchas koyim mashiach u'minchas nesachim. All the aforementioned types of menachas. Shehikriv me'achas mehem kezayis b'chutz chayif. If somebody would be makriv a kezayis of it b'chutz, you'd be oy b'Israel lozachot. Chayif koras. Rebbe lozi says, yopate ad sheyakriv es kuloi. Until you makriv the entire thing. And if you're not makter the entire thing, so in that case, you're not going to be chayv. Kivan the back toras kmitza loy masnile oy kezayis mikumtza bechutz. So comes out that if Reb Chiya taught his brayso in line with Shitas Rabbi Lazar, so Reb Chiya could not. He didn't have the option to say the word kezayis as it relates to the aktaras hakoymetz. Why not? Because it's not true. If you would be makter or kezayis of the koymetz, you would not be chayev. Because according to Rabbi Lazar, a hakravas chutz is only if you do the whole thing, which means a machshov of chutz lezmane is also only true if you did the whole thing. Now that's only true, or that's only a reason why Reb Chiya couldn't say the word kezayis as it relates to being makter a kezayis. But what about eating a kezayis of shirayim? There's no shitas Rabbi Lazar over there. It's true. But again, for this already, there's a poetic symmetry. That being that as it relates to the aktaras akmitza loy masli loy kezayis, why? Well, if that's the case, pshayim nami loy masli loy kezayis, as it relates to shirayim, he didn't want to say it either. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar, if pshayim Rabbi Chiya is Rabbi Lazar, hay lahakter kumtza, it sounds like that if he would have a machshava, b'shasta kmitza, to be makta the ganze koymetz chutz lezman chutzim koymai, right? That for sure would be a problem. That also shouldn't be enough. He should have to have a mind to be makta the koymetz and the levoyna. Time we learned in the Mishnah, hakoymetz v'alevoyna shehikriv es echad mehem machutz. If you have a mincha that has a koymetz and a levoyna, which is almost all the menachas, so in the event that somebody would go ahead and be makriv one of them, he would be chayiv. For Rabbi Loza poite, Rabbi Loza says yipata achi yakriv es shneim, unless you go and you're makriv both. What's the kasha? If hamani Rabbi Loza, then Rabbi Loza l'shitasai, even if you had a mind to be makta the entire koymetz chutzim koymai, even that wouldn't be enough for it to be considered a machshava. Because again, the machshava mirrors the laws of chutz, and by chutz you'd have to be makta the koymetz and the levoina. And for the gemara pashta the teretz, lo nitzruch elu the koymetz minchas chayte. Could be the koymetz of Reb Chiya's braisa was not the koymetz of an ordinary mincha which has levoina. It was the koymetz of a minchas chayte which does not have levoina. Oh, if it doesn't have levoina, so then there is no levoina to be spoken. And chinam, if it was a regular mincha that also has levoina, you couldn't have said even if you marked the ganze koymetz. But we're talking about where there was no levoina. Ichbel tano lashm inen koymetz the minchas chayte. Rashi says, what does it mean? The ichbel. So usually ichbel means like double, right? Milosh and kefil tarach. But the tana is being matriach. It's like an expression. Why would he Reb Chiya's whole fancy brisa, which sounds like it's laying down the yisrida chasidus v'sheirish avoda tmima of pigul as it relates to menachis? Why would he be talking dafka about a case of minchas chayte? Right? It's just like a funny thing. The ichbol tana lashmin and koymitz minchas chayte. And again, if the halachas were the same, but it's not the same. And as a matter of fact, what emerges is the tana never even told me the shulchan aruch of how you mechashim achshev as pigul when it comes to a regular mincha. He missed out a very critical point. That you would have to have a mind to be makta not only the koymetz but the levoina as well, because hamani Rabbi Lazi. So the whole thing is very funny. So the Gemara says the best answer in, yeah, that's it. Yes, absolutely. For whatever reason, kashif hamaisa, this is the way we want to do it. In, v'chein ki yosach avdimi, amar Rabbi Lazar, koymetz min chaschaytehu, the Rabbi Lazar, right? Rav Dimi Kain, he said over the name of the Amora Rabbi Lazar, that koymetz the minchas chayto, the Rabbi Lazar, the Tana, he, that's who it is. Either way, so Rabbi held that if you have shirayim shechasma in kmitza laktara, makta koymetz aleim, oitz shirayim asurim b'achila, what about with regards to pigle, what about with regards to me'ila, and the way we explained it, the shita mekubet says, mar nagriz, the Rambam, what's the shayla? The shayla is this a good aktara to be kriveya pigle? Is this a good aktara to be moitz mide me'ila? Initially, it was machlokes between Rav Huna and Rava. Rav Huna said no. Rava said yeah. Rava said mina mina Allah. He had this whole big diak in Rav Chiya. Abaya was chaylek with Rava's diak. And as a result, if you're going to go now and plot the names again, you're going to have Rav Huna and Abaya, who both say no. And it's Rava that says yeah. We're going to stop here. So as it relates to raid, just one ha'ara, and that is, so one of the topics of the Mishnah, one of the topics of the sugya of pigel, is that there's a halacha of Korev HaMatik HaMitzvahs. That the only time something becomes Pigol, to the point where it's going to be Chayav and all of Karis, is if it was Karev HaMatik HaMitzvahs. But if it was like Karev HaMatik HaMitzvahs, so then the halacha is, it's going to be possible, of course, but it's not going to be a situation where you're going to be Chayav and all of Karis. And the Mishnah gave a whole bunch of examples of when it's Karev HaMatik HaMitzvahs and when it's like Karev HaMatik HaMitzvahs. Additionally, we mentioned in the introduction to the daf that this Mishnah over here in Menachos has an equivalent thereof, a mirror image Mishnah, which is in Masechtes Zvachim, where the Mishnah there too goes through the same exact cheshbin of needing Karev HaMatik HaMitzvahs regarding Zvachim. And the Mishnah gives examples of Karev HaMatik HaMitzvahs, and the Mishnah gives examples of Loi Karev HaMatik HaMitzvahs. What is the makar to this halacha of Karev HaMatik HaMitzvahs? So it's a braisa in Masechtes Zvachim, Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis. So it's the middle of a very, very long braisa where the Gemara is darshaning all the different words in the parasha of Pigel. One of the things it says regarding Pigel is Lo Yeiratze. Vim Hei Ochel Yeiochel Mitzar Zevach Shlomo Bayeim Ashlishi Lo Yeiratze. Hamakri Voisei Lo Yeichoshev Lo Pigel Yev Anefesh Oicheles Mimenu Avoy Notisa. But it says the word Lo Yeiratze. It says the braisa, we learn from the words Lo Yeiratze, Kartzas Kosher, Kein Hartzas Pasel. Uma Hartzas Kosher, Achi Yakrivu Komatirov, Af Hartzas Pasel, Achi Yakrivu Komatirov. So Zog the braisa that it says the word Lo Yeiratze. We're talking about Ritzui. How do you get Ritzui? You get Ritzui by doing four good avoidas. So too, when it comes to Pigel, you also have to do four good avoidas. What do you mean? By definition, I didn't do four good avoidas. That's true. Levad of the Machshav of Chutzlas Manoi, you would have to have a situation where you went ahead and you did four good avoidas. But the point is that as long as you have the Hartzah, Lule, the Machshav of Chutzlas Manoi, that's when you're going to have a Pigel v'chayav and all of Karis. If, however, you don't even have Artzas Pasel, because even Daumine, the Machshav of Chutzlas Manoi, there's other issues, there's other problems with this Avoida, b'chay gavna d'alochis, it's not going to be okay. The Braisa continues. I'm skipping four lines. Lo yechoshe. It says also in the Pasuk the words lo yechoshe, right? Again. V'meyoch yoch b'psar zavach shloma b'yem ha'shlishi lo yeiratze. Makrovoisoi. Lo yechashev. What does it mean? Lo yechashev. Zok the Gemara. It's all part of the brayso. Lo ye'ariv by machshavos acheros. You can't be ma'ariv any other machshavos. Zok Rashi. Mikan the machshavos shemaytziyah zumizu. This is the makar to the idea that machshavos amaytziyah zumizu. Shemachshavos psul maytziyah midepe. That if while the kohen is doing the avodah, he would have another machshav apiselis, that other machshav apiselis would be maitzi b'dei pigel, it would knock out the entire pigel, it wouldn't be karis v'chayav and all of karis. Freak the brisker of, I don't understand. I'm learning this gemara over here. I have two drushes that seem to be saying the same thing. Lo yeiratze, kartzas kosher, kein artzas pasel. Ma artzas kosher, at yakrivu komatirov, af artzas pasel, at yakrivu komatirov. I have to have, without the machshavas chutzas manei, full kosher avoidus. That's the only way this carbon could be pigel v'chayav and all of karis. Then we have another drasha, lo yeyarev, lo yeyarev by machshavas acheres. What does that mean, Zok Rashi? Mikan le machshavas shemaytziyah zumizu, shemachshavas psul. If you would have a bad machshava, maytziyah midei pigel. What does it mean you have a bad machshava? In addition to the machshava of chutzas manei, you would think chutzim kaima, you would think shalei lishma, by a minchas chayte minchas kanois, or by a chatas or a pesach. But the point is, if you would have another bad machshava, that would not get out. Freak the brisker of. Once I know this halach of lo yeiratze, kartzas kosher, kein artzas pasul, why do I need a second drush of lo yechoshev to go ahead and teach me lo yarev by machshavis acheros? At first glance, it would seem to be two drushes that are teaching me the same thing. Now, to be clear, the first drush of lo yeiratze is way more encompassing than the second drush of lo yechoshev. Lo yeiratze says that there can't be anything wrong with this carbon. A, you have to do the avoidus, and B, there can't be anything. It has to be a perfect dalet avoidus, with the exception of the machshav of chutz lizmane. So avad lo yirotze is very, very encompassing. Lo yichoshev is not so encompassing. What does lo yichoshev say? If there's another machshav apizelis, machshav is a moitzio yizumizu. Right? That's the concept. Lo yarev by machshav is acheres. Because if you have another bad machshav, it's going to undermine the entire pickle. So the kash is not, why do I need lo yirotze if I have lo yichoshev? The kash is, why do I need lo yichoshev if I already have lo yirotze? So in Shir, they say over that the Briskerov said two mahalchim to answer this kasha. The first mahalach that the Briskerov said was that we know Rava has a memra in Kachim. We just saw it a few days ago on Daf Hey Yomid Beis, that the only time a machshava is considered a machshava apiseles is if it was b'misha roi la'avoida, b'davar haroi la'avoida, u'b'mokam haroi la'avoida. Said Mar Nagris, that in the event that a Kohen would have a machshavas chutzlas mane b'shashchita, and then by the Kabbalah he would go, he would have a machshava of shaloi l'shma. That machshava of shaloi l'shma be'etzim would not make the Kabbalah possible. Because once you had a machshava already of chutzlas manoi, so it comes out that now the Kabbalah is not a davar roi l'avoida. Because the Kabbalah is a apostle Kabbalah. If that's the case, the machshava that you have is not a real machshava. If it's not a real machshava, said the Brisker Rav, ad kidei kach would be no problem of artzah's kosher, kach artzah's posel. What does it mean, artzah's kosher, kach artzah's posel? What it means is that there's another thing that I did wrong. What did you do wrong? You had a machshava shaloi l'shma by the Kabbalah. That was not a machshava that has any impact on the carbon. You know why? Because you already had a machshava of chutz l'zmanai. And once you had a machshava of chutz l'zmanai, that machshava shaloi l'shma b'shas Kabbalah is a machshava b'dav sheni roi l'avoida. And a machshava b'dav sheni roi l'avoida is not a machshava. And it's for that reason it's not going to be okay. Now it's a little mechudish thing what the Rav is saying. Because usually you would say, if I didn't have the machshava chutz l'zmanai, what would be that? Then it would have been a davar roi l'avoida, and then it would be a machshava shloi l'shma. But the Brisker Rav said it's mavur for me. That's not the way you look at it. The way you look at it is there bechefzer another psul? The answer is no, because a machshava shloi l'shma on a Kabbalah after the shechita was done with a machshava chutz l'zmanai is actually not a machshava apiseles, because there's a tenai in machshava shloi l'shma that says it has to be bedavar haroi l'avoida. Kamashmalon another drasha, lo yichashev. Lo yichashev says, lo ya'arub by machshavas acheres. At the end of the day, if you have another machshava, even though it's not a machshava that really even has the ability to make the carbon possible, because at this point it's coming noch to chutz l'zmanai, it's not a davar roi l'avoida. Afilu hachi, that's the second drasha of lo yichashev. This is what the Brisker Rav said in his first mahalach. Second mahalach they say in Shir is that the Brisker Rav said that it would happen afkemina regarding a machshava of chutzlim kaimai. He said, why? He said, because there's makim to say, being that you find that machshavas chutzlis manoi and machshavas chutzlim kaimai are considered achashi hishtayim, right, the mitztarif with regards to the shir, right, you find a lot of things that they have in common with regards to the different sugyas. So you could have said that being that it's mavur, that although karitzas kosher, kacharitzas posel, but avad it's dal minei the machshav of chutzlas manoi. So just like it's dal minei the machshav of chutzlas manoi, maybe if you would have a machshav of chutzlum koimoi, it would be dal minei of the machshav of chutzlum koimoi. And it could be a machshav of chutzlum koimoi wouldn't be able to shter the karitzas posel in as much as the machshav of chutzlas manoi alone doesn't shter. Meaning, say it even a little bit better. If you would have a shechita with a machshava of chutz l'zmanai and a kabbalah machshava of chutz l'zmanai, right? That's not a problem of karitzas kasher kachatzas possible. We just saw it in the Mishnah Menachos that we learned this morning. Why? Because at the end of the day, it's all chutz l'zmanai, even if it's a second machshava, but it's all chutz l'zmanai. And being that chutzim koyme chutz l'zmanai is achash yishtayim, so there'd be makim to say that the machshava of chutz l'zmanai is one and the same. So al karitzas kasher kachatzas possible, you can't be moitzi a chutzim koyme. Kamash malon lo yichashiv lo yaru by machshavis achir. At the end of the day, it's an under a machshava. And being that it's an under a machshava, it's for that reason it's going to be possible. These are the two ma'alchim that the Brisker Rav said. In Shir, they say that the Brisker Rav feared Ois, and he said that there's nafkaminos lahalacha. Why? Because according to the first teretz, what's the mahalach? The mahalach is that once you have a machshava of chutzlas manoi, so the second machshava is already bedavash eni roi la'avoida. If it's bedavash eni roi la'avoida, it doesn't shter the hartzas puzzle. That's why you have to come on to a new pshat of lo yichashev. Well, that's only true if first you had the machshav of chutzlis manoi, and afterwards you had the machshav of chutzlim koimai or the machshav of shaloi lishma. What would be if it was in the other way around? Then enochinami, you wouldn't have to come on to lo yichashev lo yaru by machshavas acheres, because being that that machshav came first, so at the time that you had that bad machshav, it was a davar aroy lavoida. So you would be tepek le'al lo yiratze. The nafkamin of the second teretz of the Rav is that it's only negei chutzim koimai. That it's tavka by chutzim koimai that you have to come on to lo yarav by machshavas acheres. But as a race to shaloi l'shma, pesach v'chatos, minchas choyte, minchas kanois, there enochinami, you wouldn't have to come on to the second drasha, but it would be possible as karatzos, koshin kachatzos possible. But in the kaisle based medrash of Brisk, they're moisif, an unbelievable hoysofa to this inyan. And that is that We know Rabbi Yehuda, we saw it in the Mishnah this morning, and of course it's also mentioned in the Mishnah Masechtas Vachem. He's chaylik with the Chachamim as it relates to the Iker Halacha of Karav HaMatik HaMitzvase. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the only time there's an issue of Karav HaMatik HaMitzvase is if first you had the other Machshava, and then you had the Machshava's Pil. So, first you had a machshava shloi l'shma, or first you had a machshava chutzim koimoi, then you had a machshava spigol. What would be if it was in the reverse order? Where first you had a machshava chutzim manoi, and then you had a machshava shloi l'shma, and you had a machshava chutzim koimoi. So, over there, the halacha would be different, right? The way Rabbi Yehuda says it in the Mishnah in Zvachim. Om Rabbi Yehuda zei aklal, kol she machshava hazman, kodmon le machshava hamakim, pigol v'chayov and all of course. I don't care what machshava you had afterwards. V'im machshava hamakim, kodmon le machshava hazman. If, however, the machshava hamakim came before the machshavas hazman, then it's possible ain't by karis. The chachamim ma'imrim zeh v'zeh, possible ain't by karis. No, either way, it's like karva matikim mitzvasei. How did Rabbi Yehuda say it in the Mishnah Menachis? Today's daf, am Rabbi Yehuda zeh aklal. Im machshavas hazman kodmon la machshavas hamakim, pigav v'chayav and all of karis. Im machshavas hamakim kodmon la machshavas hazman, possible ain't by karis. Chachamim ma'imrim zeh v'zeh, possible ain't by karis. It's verbatim. It's word for word. That is shnitas Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says a chapsa nafkemino. Which machshava came first? Did the machshavas hazman come first, or did the other machshava come first? If you take a look at the Vilna Gaon's Pirish on Mishnayos, it's in the Pirish that's known as Ma'iris Hagra on the Mishnah in the second parak Masechta Zvachim. In the Gemara, it's on Daf Choftes Amid Beis. In the Mishnah, it's Mishnah Hey. Says the Gaon, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Zeh HaKlal, the Darash. Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is, because Rabbi Yehuda was Dairish lo yechashev lemechshav bekotchim shehulayka. For someone that's mechashav bekotchim, to teach me that he gets malchus. Kimavur lekamon daf chav tesoim mitbeis lemasnisen, koydon lemasnisen v'ramari v'chu. Says the Goyin, that what's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda that says that there's an afkamina if the machsheves hazman came first or if the other machsheva came first? It's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa. You hear this? The darash lo yichoshev the mechashev bekotchem shuloika. The Gemara said on Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis, Amar Rabbi Yanei, minayin the mechashev bekotchem shuloika. Talmud loy ma lo yichoshev. Amar Rabbi Avashu the Ramari, lav shein by maisu. V'chol lav shein by maisu ain't loike nolav. Amar Rabbi Yehudi, the Amar lav shein by maisu loike nolav. Says the Vilna Goyin, being that Rabbi Yehuda l'shitosai holds that if someone has a machshav apisalus bekachim, he's going to get malchus. And how do we know he gets malchus? He gets malchus because it says lo yichoshev. It's for that reason, said the Goyin, that Rabbi Yehuda said that if the machshav is ha makoim, or the machshav is shloi l'shma came first, that's going to be a problem like karva matik mitzvasei. If, however, the machshav is hazman came first, then it's not going to be a problem of karva matik mitzvasei. And at first glance, the words of the Vilna Gaon are very sasum. It's very tambir. What's pasha pshat? Meaning, what does it sound like the Gaon's trying to say? It sounds like what the Gaon's trying to say is that how do you know machshav is on maitziya zumizu? So the Gemara darshan it from lo yichashiv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, lo yichashiv is taken. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, minay lemachashiv akashim shu laika, tam So Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa doesn't have lo yichashev. So if he doesn't have lo yichashev, says for that reason, Rabbi Yehuda can't hold that if you had a machsheves hazman first, it's going to be a problem of lo yikarva matik mitzvasa. But here's the problem at first glance. If Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of lo yichashev, so mali if the machsheves hazman came first, mali if the other machsheva came first. Either way, you don't have the machsheves mevat lo yizu. Either way, you should be out. So in Kaisle Bis Medrash and Bris, they say, Pshat is the briskerov. Pshat is the erish the teretz from the briskerov mitzayin and afkemino, because the briskerov asked his grace akasha, why do I need lo yichoshev? Typically it says lo yiratze. Why do I need a new din? The machshava is amavat lezuazu. Typically kartzas kasha kachatzas posel. What did the briskerov say in the first teretz? That the only time kartzas pos kasha kachatzas posel would be an issue would be if first you had the bad machshava, and then you had the machshava of chutzlis manei. Because then when you had that other machshava, the chutzim koima, the shalai l'shma, it was bedava aroy la'avoida, it was chal, and being that it was chal, so now when you had the machshava of chutzlis manei, there's another psal, kartzas kosher, kachartzas psal. If, however, first you would have the machshava of chutzlis manei, then already, by the time you had the second machshava of shalai l'shma, of chutzim koima, it comes out, it's not a dava aroy la'avoida. If it's not a dava la'avoida, there's no problem kartzas kosher. That's why, said the Briskerov, we had to come on to a new drash of lo yichashev. Da zok the Vilna Gaon. right? Sometimes we kvetch Torah into the guy, and this is klar what the guy is saying. It's posh. There's no other way to learn the guy. Zok the guy in half of a fella. Rabbi Yehuda holds of lo yiratzeh, but he doesn't hold of lo yichashev. The reason Rabbi Yehuda holds of lo yiratzeh, why not? The reason he doesn't hold of lo yichashev because it's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasai who holds mechashev bekachim loike because it says lo yichashev. That means lo yichashev is taken to teach me already the lav, to teach me the malchus, and as a result, the chavnish can lo yichashev as relates to this halacha. So the main afkamina, where the machshava would knock out the pigle, out kartzas kasher kachatzas puzzle, which is learned out from lo yiratzeh that Rabbi Yehuda is going to be mask him to. We have to come on to the din loyu chashev that Rabbi Yehuda is not going to be mask him to. So if you had first the machshava of chutzim kaimai, or first the machshava of shaloi l'shma, and then you had a machshava of chutz l'zmanai, we're there at the time that you had the machshava of chutzim kaimai shaloi l'shma. It was a davar aroi l'avoida. So it's chal right now that machshava apiselis. If you're later going to do the next avoida with a machshava is pigle, it's kartzas kosher, kachatzas puzzle, loyu ratz. It's not Rabbi Yehuda. It's going to be puzzle. If, however, first you would have the machshav of chutzlis manoi, and then you would have the machshav of chutzlim koimoi, or the machshav of shaloi lishma. At that point, it's already noch. It's noch what? It's noch a bad machshav of chutzlis manoi. Kum tois, it's a davar she'ene roi lavoida. A davar she'ene roi lavoida. Over there, outzloi yirotze, there's no problem. Norvas is a nudin. There's a din loi chashid. Mr. Grof said, that's why we have the nudin of loi chashid. Rabbi Yehuda l'tameh, who doesn't have the din of loi chashid, that's why Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that as it relates to a situation where first you had the machshavas hazman, and then you had the other machshava. At that point, it's not going to be a problem. The aside of Shita's Rabbi Yehuda is not, this came first, that came second, once you're here, I'm grandfathered in. That's not what's going on here. What's going on here is, it's the Balabatisha Mahalach, but the Briska Mahalach, Vashtetin Goyen, with the Hezber from Moran HaGriz, is that Rabbi Yehuda held of the drash of Lo Yirat, he didn't hold of the drash of Lo Yichashev. The reason he didn't hold of the drash of Lo Yichashev is because it's Rabbi Yehuda L'shitasai. But the emes is, if you're misplaining in this Goyen for 1 second, we're going to end with this. It's an unbelievable chiddush what the Goyen is saying. It's unbelievable chiddush. I think you have to do almost a double take on this Vilna Goyen. Because what the Vilna Goyen is saying is that when the Gemara says, Minayin l'mechashev b'kotshem shehu loika tamad loim lo yichashev, the Gemara says, Malkus, it's a lav shame and nice. The Gemara said, Amani Rabbi Yehuda. That whole Gemara is only Alibi the Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, Pashat, the way you learn that Gemara is that the lav of Lo Yichashev is true, Sai according to Rabbi Yehuda, Sai according to the Chachamim. The only reason the Gemara said Rabbi Yehuda is because it said Loika. Minayin l'mechashev b'kotshem shehu loika, that you get lashes, right? 40 minus 1. That's true according to Rabbi Yehuda, who sheet is Masechtas Makkos and throughout Shas, the lav shein b'maisa loika nov. But avada, even Alibi the Chachamim, there's a lav of Lo Yichashev, albeit you're not going to get Malkus. In the Goyen, it's Mavur, not that way. In the Goyen, it's Mavur, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a lav of Lo Yichashev, thus Lo Yichashev is taken, and I can't double dip. I can't use Lo Yichashev again to teach me the halacha, machshav is mevat lo zuzu, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds, if the machshav is hazman, came before the machshav is hamakim, that halacha is, it's going to be bigger, v'chayav and all of cards. It's davka libe de chachamim, who hold, you don't get Malkus for Lo Yichashev, you don't get Malkus for Lo Yichashev, so Lo Yichashev is not only something you don't get malchus for, but it's not even something, it's not a lav, there's no lav of lo yichashev. If there's no lav of lo yichashev, so lo yichashev is not taken, it's very much available. If it's available, we can use it now to teach me a very critical halacha. That says, the Goyen is learning up that the b'rais of lo yichashev is predicated on lo yichashev being extra. A fifth of lo yichashev is a lav, it's not extra. Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, minayi l'machashev b'kachem shu loika, says the Goyen, this is like mamish, one of those Goyen, very gishmak, he doesn't have lo yichashev extra in the braisa, as opposed to, according to Chachamim, lo yichashev is going to be extra in the braisa. But it's coming out, l'chayra, in the stimus lashon hagra, that according to the Chachamim, there's no lav of lo yichashev, which is not like the Rambam in Perek Yud Ches, Hilchos Psulei HaMikdashim. It's not like Rashi and Zvachim. Dabez on the days. Who is it maybe yeah like? Who's it maybe yeah like? Could be it's like Rashi Menachas Dabez on the days. So we had a raid bite in the beginning of the Masechta where we mutch it a little bit. That it's Mavur in the Gemara, right? Kola Menachas. שנקמצו שלוי לשמן קשרן, אלו שלוי עלו לביילם לשם חוי וחוץ ממנחס חויטי ומנחס קנויס. And the Gemara asks the kasha, the same kasha that it asks in Zvach and Dabez, why does it say, כל המנוחה שנקמצו שלוי לשמן קשרן, אלו שלוי עלו לביילם לשם חוי וחוץ. What it should have said was, ולוי עלו לביילם לשם חוי וחוץ. Like Rashi says in Zvach and Dabez, Rav said, לא אילם ישנה אדם לתלמידה בדרך צור. So why are you not talking בדרך צור? So the Gemara says, I'm going to tell you why. Because the Mishnah wants to tell us in a very subtle way that even though the carbon is like olu l'bayim l'shem chayva, but with regards to everything else, it's a kosher carbon. As a matter of fact, we treat it like an adava. And just like an adava is a kosher carbon, this is a kosher carbon. L'mayin afkemina, asu l'shnuyeh. That if you would want to go and do another avodah now with a bad machshava, you would not be allowed to. And the reason is because are you allowed to have a bad machshava l'chadchila by an adava? That's the chiddush of elo, not veloy. Elo shloy olu b'ayim l'shem chayv. Rashi says the top Rashi minachas tap beis amidays. Unadavim yishar l'shnuyeh ba. How do you know you're not allowed to have a machshava pesalas by an adava? V'aksevim zevach shlamim karbonoi sheteizvich l'shem shlamim. Rashi and Zvachim on the same exact Ibra Maschel, in the same exact Gemara, says Unadavim yishar l'shnuyeh ba. It says lo yichoshev ayin Zvachim daf chavtes amidays. And we mutched. Why did Rashi and Menachis daf beis amidays, who's saying good, not say better, which is what he himself said in Zvachim daf beis? Why did Rashi say that the reason Unadavim yishar l'shnuyeh is because it's a din l'shma? It's a lav. It says lo yichoshev. And we suggest the Tuma Halchim, we shtel to our Sameach and Parakit Ches Hilchas Psuli HaMikdashim, who learns up in the Rambam. The Rambam says a machshava apiselus is kemat bum mekachim, that you learn from it that the only time there's a lav of lo yichashiv said to our Sameach is only if the carbon's going to be pasul. But if you would have a machshava shalay lishma where it's kasha elu shalay olu bain l'shem chayva, said Ramei Simcha, over there you would not be over the iser. You would not be over the iser of lo yichashiv. We're handling nedava mishar l'shnuyeh. As it relates to nedava, it's kasha elu shalay olu bain l'shem chayva. Maybe Rashi Menachis is telling us Biramiza, what the Rambam told us Biramiza in Perek Yudches and Hilches Psulei HaMikdashim, and that's why the Rashi didn't tell Tzu Lo Yichashe. We were Mitzayin, the Tshuva from the Chassam Sofer, Chachamish B'tzimir Reish Dalet, which the Chassam Sofer says in Bava Kamet Af Hei, based on the Gemara over there, that it could be there's no Lo Yichashe Bechlau when it comes to Shalei L'shma. Forget about Olu, Oloi Olu. It could be Bechlau there's no Lo Yichashe. Lo Yichashe is Dafka B'machshev is Pigol, not by a regular Machshev Shalei L'shma. We said, what should that be Tali in the Briskerov's Chakira? If, when a person has a Machshev Shalei L'shma, it takes away the L'shma. So the reason the carbon is puzzles, not because I had a bad machshava. The bad machshava is the echetimtza, that the carbon is missing the lishma. Chutzlis mani chutzim koima, it's the bad machshava. Over here, it's just that it's chasa the lishma. Or, if you're going to tell me that stam is lishma, and like the Piskarov was mechadish, so you can't take away the lishma, so what is a machshava shloi lishma? It's taku regla machshava apisels. Could be that's what it's telling, but I'll go upon him. This diuk in Rashi, why Rashi didn't say loy chashiv, could be is based on the fact because when it comes to machshava shloi lishma, there's no loy chashiv. But if this guy and we have a third mahalach. We have another mahalach, and maybe Rashi didn't say loy chashiv, because could be loy chashiv is only alibi the Rabbi Yehuda. But according to the Chachamim, not. According to the Chachamim, in the Mishnah in Zvachim, Chavtes Amidays, and in today's Mishnah, Menachis Daf Yudbeis, we have a shitas hachachamim that hold that machshava is a mevatlois zuzu. And if you have first a machshava is chutzlis mani and then a machshava is shloi lishma, machshava is chutzlim koimoi, it's considered like karva matik and mitzvasoi. And like the Briskerov said, that can't be al tzloi yirotze. But like the Breisner says in Chavches on the days on the bottom in Zvachiv, it's because of lo yichashev. And that's predicated on lo yichashev not being allowed, like the Goyin says in Ma'iris Agram Mishnayis Perek Beis Mishnei Masech the Zvachiv. Oh, if that's the case, there's no lo yichashev lav, libid chacham. We don't hold lav shame and meisel like an obvious beam of fire. So leave the chacham, leave the chacham, and menachis daf beis. It's very, very geschmack. Maybe that's why Rashi didn't say lo yichashev.